Last Thursday, the WASDE report came out, and Kim, last time the report came out, there were some numbers in there that some corn producers didn't quite believe. Let's start off with wheat. How are things looking this time?
Well, I think the numbers are more believable, especially for wheat. They didn't change the U.S. Production or use numbers at all. They did lower the average annual price from $5 to $4.80. And if you'll remember, right now the Oklahoma price is about a dollar or a good dollar underneath that projected average annual price. And since June 1, has averaged about $4.15. Now, if you look at the world wheat situation, they increased world ending stocks just a little bit to 10.5 billion bushels. They lowered Russian production down to 2,660,000,000 bushels. Now, what's ironic about that is on Wednesday, Russia released an estimate and increased their production to 2.75 billion bushels, which is about where we were last, or the USDA was last month. And so who's right, Russia or the USDA there? Argentina, no changes, it's dry there, maybe slightly lower, but it's probably a good estimate. They lowered Australia to 698 million bushels, down from 772. Of course, they've been extremely dry all year.
Let's look at the corn numbers. A lot of the corn's being harvested across Oklahoma and the southern part of the country. Where are we with those numbers?
Well, if you look at corn production, and that was where the big discrepancy was last month, you know, it's 13.9 billion bushels. USDA essentially lowered it to 13.8 billion. The pre-release estimate for that was 13,670,000,000 bushels. So USDA still above the analyst projections, but they're at least closer. You notice USDA came down a little bit and the analysts came up quite a bit.
Where are we at with cotton and soybeans?
Well, you look at soybeans, you know, the USDA, the soybean production at 3.63 billion bushels. The analysts were at 3.57, essentially 3.6 billion bushels, very close together there. Cotton production, the world, 125.6 million bales. The production, you know, from last month, 124, so slightly higher on that. U.S., they lowered our production from 22.5 billion to down to 21.9. So, and they lowered the average cotton price from 60 cents to 58 cents. So overall, we got a neutral to slightly bullish report out Thursday.
So with all of that, is there any other news or takeaways Oklahoma producers should be thinking about?
Well, I think the big news was is that Mexican production was increased and their consumption was decreased. And of course, Mexico and Japan are number one and number two importers of wheat. And so that possibly less exports to Russia, and we may see, not to Russia, but to Mexico, we may see that next month. And the other news is Argentina's dry, so their production may be slightly lower in the future.
Okay, thank you very much, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.